This is the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3. Linda White from Deaconess joins us here in the studio this morning. How are you doing, Linda?
Well, good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Right? Yes. It is a beautiful day. And I tell you, I'm learning stuff. I like to learn stuff every day. And I learned that November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month.
It sure is. And we want to be part of helping to screen patients and look at catching lung cancer early. So this is what it's all about today.
Mm-hmm. So not necessarily if someone has symptoms, but they could have something developing, and this is great for that.
Sure. And what we're doing today is later on today from noon to 3 o'clock at our Gateway campus, come in and you will be screened. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is say, if you are 50 to 80 years old, if you're a current smoker, or if you have quit smoking within the last 15 years, let's see if you pre-qualify for a low-dose CT screen. And if you do, you will then be given an appointment to come in for your low-dose CT. And then what we're trying to do is say, let's make sure that people are aware that lung cancer is very prevalent. It is the third leading diagnosis in terms of cancer diagnosis, and about 200,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year.
Wow.
But this low-dose CT may show some nodules. And on our Gateway campus, we want to make sure you understand we have lots of treatments available. Mm-hmm. And one of them is a Monarch robot.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because I'm like, Bobby, they have a robot.
I wasn't going to let her leave without talking about the robot.
Yeah.
So tell us more about this robot.
And this robot will go down into the lungs, and it has the ability to actually remove a nodule. And so that can be a cancerous nodule. And then it's, again, very, very skilled technicians, very skilled physicians are trained to do this. And again, we make sure that you are appropriate for this kind of treatment. And it's not for everybody because other treatments can be surgery, chemotherapy, radiation therapy. There's a whole host of treatments available that, again, our providers will know and be very knowledgeable about that. We also have to remember that if you cannot come today, later today, we have another pre-screening opportunity on Saturday, Veterans Day, from 10 to noon at our Deaconess Henderson Hospital campus. It's the South Tower and also known as the River Entrance. Again, 10 to 12 noon Saturday. And in that case, you'll be able to walk through a lung and actually walk through and see what kind of things happen in this very, very vital organ. Or you can come to both of them.
I want to go to both. Okay. I want to see the robot and I want to see the lung. And
also, I want free refreshments.
Oh, yeah, free refreshments.
That's all she's worried about.
That's always a drawing card. And so bring the children, bring the family, bring your friends. And we want to make sure that people recognize Deaconess as contributing to the health of our community.
All right, so again, that's today from noon until 3 at Gateway, and then 10 to noon on Saturday over in Henderson at the South Tower of Deaconess. And that is Linda White talking about robots and lungs. And this is a great way to raise awareness for Lung Cancer Awareness Month, Linda.
Yes, it is. And again, we want to see how we can help people. If they do have lung cancer, let's catch it early.
Sure, get out in front of it.
Let's get out in front of it and let's get it treated and then move on.
All right.
And then I just have to ask one more question. Not about the robot this time. I have a real question.
Not about snacks?
No. Snacks, a robot. We covered that. You know, you talk about smoking cigarettes. Do you also include maybe cigars or e-cigs in that kind of category?
Vaping and things
yes,
like that.
Yes,
it all
contributes. And let's also think about, remember, about 20% of the lung cancer patients have never smoked. Because it's related to air pollution, secondhand smoke, all of those kind of things contribute to these cells get all mixed up and they divide like they shouldn't be dividing.
Why not? It's a free screening, right?
So come by and
take advantage of it and just to rule it out, if nothing else, right?
Yes. And again, be educated. Look at our robot. Look at the lung. Everybody will gain something from this opportunity.
Perfect. That's Linda White from Deaconess Hospital. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing this important information.
It's been a wonderful day.